Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for tuning in. Our passage for today comes from Romans 5. I'm going to read verses 5 through 11, which say, "And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would even dare to die. But God shows his own love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." This devotional is inspired by three things. One, Pastor Todd read Romans 5:8 on Sunday, and a book I read a few years back called The Saving Life of Christ, which was very inspiring to me at that time. But what really got my attention was I read Romans 5, 7, 8 again this week in my devotions. And I was reading a John Piper devotional. I saw this verse again, and I said, God must be trying to tell me something. And the big piece I took away from his devotion, and he reads Scripture with such focus that not only is the Bible inspired, not only are the individual books of the Bible inspired, not only are the individual verses inspired, but even the tenses of the individual words. And what he pointed out was, it's interesting that this verse says, you know, God demonstrates, present tense, his own love for us, and that when we were sinners, he died, past tense, for us. And it got me thinking about God's love as it applies to our past, to our present, and to our future. God's love reaches into our past. In this verse that we read that is so familiar to all of us, that God died for us. While we were still yet sinners, Christ died for us. It says, we were reconciled to God. Since therefore we have been justified. So these are things that happened in the past, that God's love was demonstrated to us, that in the past, Christ died for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Jesus showed us his love, and when we accept Christ, when we believe in that past event, something happens that affects not just our past, but our present and our future. Christ died for us, and so we have hope for the future. What does it say? Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. That one day punishment is coming for sin. It is going to fall on everyone who has not trusted in Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. They will receive the due punishment that not only they, but we deserved. Much is made in Christian circles about the love and grace of God for good reason. Praise the Lord for his grace and mercy. But we must also acknowledge and celebrate and worship God for his justice, that sinners receive the punishment that they deserve, that God does care about justice like we feel and care about justice. And one day it's coming on those who have rejected him, who have said, I will not bow the knee, I will not believe in you, I will not turn from my sin, I'm going to keep doing things my way. God says wrath is coming, but because in the past, Christ died for our sins, and because in the past we believed in him, we know that one day, when God pronounces final judgment over the sins of the whole world, we will be spared, like Isaac was spared. When God says, stop, Abraham, you do not need to kill your son, and provided a way out, he provided another sacrifice. That is our story as well. So that's our past, and that's our future, but what about our present? And this was the focus of this devotional that I was reading this week. And I guess the focus of this devotional that I'm sharing with you now, which is this, what is our present hope? Verse 10, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. That God is put his life inside of us. It says back in verse 5, hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. That we have the life of God inside of us. It's a big deal that Christ's death covered over our sins. But now that we have been made alive, that we have been made new creatures because God has put his Holy Spirit inside us, because we have the life of Christ working in us, we now have a new power source for living today. Before, our righteousness was as filthy rags. We were living in sin. We were dead in our sins. And so we were living out of the weak power that we had of our own whims, of our own fancies, of the things that caught our attention for a moment and then moved on to something else. But now we've been plugged into a new power source that is more powerful, that will never run out, like the Energizer Bunny. Our power source is not going to give out on us. We have the life of God operating in us. We have a new power for living. So how does this work? We are told through church and through scripture that we should read our Bibles. But we don't often feel like reading our Bibles. And so if we are working on our old power source, our feelings and our thoughts and the arguments that we have with ourselves, maybe we can talk ourselves into, you know, doing it for spurts, for a few days, for a few weeks, for a few months. But eventually, if we're relying on that old power source, we're going to run out of motivation. We're going to run out of the willpower to do that thing that we know we're supposed to do. But if we're drawing on the life of God inside of us, if we're saying, God, empower me supernaturally to get something out of this, and we're believing that because we have the life of God inside of us, like water to a plant, when we put the word of God inside of us, it's going to grow something in that life of God, in that Holy Spirit that's living inside us. And the more that we walk by faith and not by our feelings, we will find that that is true. Or say we're resentful towards someone. Someone has wronged us and we're hurt by it and we're angry at them and we're bitter at them and we want to see these people punished for what they've done. But if we're walking in our new power source, we remember that God is in control, that he has covered over our sin. He has shown us grace and mercy. One day we will be spared. One day the sins of the whole world will be punished or have already been punished in Christ Jesus. And we don't feel the need to take justice into our own hands and to wish harm on someone else. We say, God, you are in control. You're at work in my life, and I wish that you were at work in theirs. And I'm going to give this person to you and trust that you're going to do what you want to do in their life. Or something that we deal with every way, dealing with worry and anxiety. When we were operating in our own power, we were the only ones that we could look to solve our problems. But now we know that God has his life inside of us, that he has empowered us to deal with whatever he brings our way. The New Testament tells us that we should count it all joy when we face trials of various kinds, because we know that God is at work. He is doing something with his life that he's put inside us, that we are going to see him work in us and through us if we will walk in that new life and not in our own life. The love of God has covered over our past sins, has freed us from the wrath that will come one day, and has given us a new power for living that we can walk in today. Praise God that what we believed one day, that what happened one day 2,000 years ago, has bearing on every aspect of our life, and especially today. Lord, we thank you for this assurance. We thank you that your love is so powerful it covers our whole past, our whole future, and our whole today. Lord, help us to walk in our new power, God, that you put your life inside of us. Because of your great love that you have poured out on us, you've given us the gift of your Holy Spirit. Help us to walk in that new life, walk in relationship and fellowship with our loving God, who has plucked us out of hell, that has freed us from death and given us new life. We praise you. We worship you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.